但以理是一个在旧约里面跟新约里面经常有连结的一个先知。
Daniel, we're in Daniel now. Daniel is a prophet that has been used to connect the Old Testament and New Testament many times.
他这个解释了这个尼布甲尼撒的梦。
He interpreted the dream of Nebuchadnezzar.
而他自己也领受了神话语的意象。
He also received the vision from the Word of God.
那么都这个都是跟这个世代非常有关系的。
This actually has a lot to do with this generation.
那么如何明白但以理所讲的话语？
So how do you understand the words spoken by Daniel?
并不是多读但以理书。
It's not just by reading more the book of Daniel.
很多的人在这个研究但以理书的时候，一直研究往深的扎根里面去研究。
A lot of people.Try to go deep into the book of Daniel.
啊，并不是不好啊，读圣经当然很好。
It's not bad. Of course, reading the Bible is good.
研究这个七十个七当然很好。
Of course, good to study the 70 times 7.
啊，最主要是神在那一个时代里面给但以理的一些意象。
It's most important that look at the visions that Daniel was given by God.
给我们学习的但以理的功课。
And the homework that we are to learn from Daniel.
那当然，我们有这样子但以理的表这个榜样的时候。
So when we have the example from Daniel.
那么这样榜样，我们学习的时候，我们在这个世代里面，我们也可以看见这个世代的意象。
So when we look at this generation, we can also see the visions of this generation.
然后再对照着但以理曾经所讲过的话。
And then, using comparison to the words spoken by Daniel.
那么那一个当时感动但以理的灵也能够在这个时候感动。
So the spirit that moved Daniel at that time can also move me at this time.
虽然整个但以理书已经把所有末后世代的框架已经架出来。
So the book of Daniel already has declared what the structure of the end times.
我们要了解的不是已经走到哪一个阶段。
What we need to understand is not where we are at this point.
我们要了解的是我们的生命跟上但以理的脚步到什么阶段。
What we need to do is find out where we are in our life in terms of following Daniel in our steps.
很多的时候我们把那一个时代的阶段看得很重要。
Oftentimes we overemphasize the steps and the period.
那么但以理这一个整个的他的生命里面的成长的那一个关键点，我们到达哪个程度，我们倒不是很计较。
So, but we really didn't care much about the point of our growth, whether it's reached the point of Daniel.
所以但以理第一章二十一节里面，这一节给我们有很大的警示。
So, chapter 1 of book of Daniel, verse 21, gives something for us to reflect on.
那么我们来读这一段圣经章节。
Let's read this.
很短。
It's very short.
二三经。
And Daniel, until the first year of King Cyrus.
到古列王元年，但以理还在。
Daniel remained there until the first year of King Cyrus.
这个不是说他时间有多长的问题。
It's not how long he had been there.
他跨过朝代。
He has survived generations of kingdoms.
按照这一个整个的中心点来讲，这个二臣呢，
是
第二个朝代的臣子。
So as you can see, this is throughout the main, the focus point is through the, even through the second kingdom.
因为在犹大在犹大国被掳的时候呢，他不是什么臣子。
So when they were in captivity, they were not any people per se.
但尼布甲尼撒的时候，他是一个位高权重的。
So, but Nebuchadnezzar was one above many.
那么呢，这一个呢，到了古列王呢，他是再一次的服侍古列王。
So when he came to King Cyrus, he again helped or advised King Cyrus.
这给我们看到一个生命里面的一个成长，不在乎别人怎么看他。
So it shows us that a person's life growth is not how other people look at his life.
在他的心智里面拯救了多少犹太人。
But in his heart, how many people he has saved, how many Jews he has saved.
以及神启示给他的关系。
And the relationship he had with God, with the revelation from God.
在他的生命里的当中呢，对得起神，对得起人。
So that in his life, that he has a clear conscience before God and also before man.
绝对不是一种很狭隘的眼光来看 自己。
It's not just a very restrictive view of looking at himself.
如果我们看到但以理他的生命的时候
，If you look at the life of Daniel，
他绝对不是用那种自我感觉良好的形象来看。
He did not feel that he did not look at himself as a good person.
很多的时候，我们会为我们过去曾经很大的改变啊，感觉良好。
So oftentimes we look at our past and our changes in the past and feel very good about them.
这种感觉良好就停滞在过去的那一个点上面。
But when we do that, we sort of stop at the point of our past.
结果呢就没有进步的空间了。
Then there's no room for more advancement or improvement.
我们看到但以理他不是这样，他一直在经历过一些苦难。
We see Daniel, he wasn't like that. He kept going forward and experienced more hardship or troubles.
他的朋友也经历过一些苦难。
His friends also went through some hardships.
他在这一个第三章的时候给我们看到他的朋友被捆绑起来。
In chapter 3, he saw his friends are being bound.
那么第一章我们看到的是到古列王年间他还在。
So in first chapter, we saw that Daniel remained there until the first year of King Cyrus.
整个我们可以看到但以理最重要成功的原因是他每一天有三次跟神的祷告。
One of the most important points of Daniel's success is that he prayed to God three times a day.
所以当第二章我们看到这个尼布甲尼撒做这个梦的时候
So in chapter 2 when we saw Nebuchadnezzar, King Nebuchadnezzar had this dream.
我们看到18节要他要大家这个三个朋友祈求天上神怜悯。
So he urged his three friends to plead for mercy from God, from heaven.
将这奥秘的事指明，免得但以理和他同伴与巴比伦其余的哲士一同灭亡。
Concerning the mystery, so that he and his friends might not be executed along with the rest of the wise men of Babylon.
他不但如此
，Not only so.
我们要看到他一起的祷告。
That we saw there to get praying together.
跟他三个朋友一起的祷告那个重点。
We need to see the key point that he prayed with his.Three other friends.
在整个新约圣经里面给我们有三个很重要的词句
So in the New Testament it gave us three very important verses
我们可以来看到但以理就在这个词句里头
We see that Daniel lived in these verses
第一个就是彼得前书第四章第七节里面讲到的
The first one is 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 7
警醒祷告
Be alert and watchful
警醒祷告是耶稣基督告诉门徒的
This is what Jesus told his disciples.
他说你们要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。
So that you be careful or be watchful and pray so that you not be deceived.
这个告诉我们不要被世界上的一些情绪或是安乐自己心中的自意来迷惑。
So that we not go according to what the desires of the lust for the world or according to our pleasures that we pray.
因此警醒祷告的时候更在乎我在祷告告的那个方向的内容的动机是什么
So you need to even look at more carefully the motive of my direction of my prayer
这个祷告的动机是不是来自于我自己的感受
So the motive is from my own feeling and what I receive
而把这自己的感受放在神的国度里面我以为我是在为神的国度祷告
So sometimes you put your feelings into the kingdom of God as if you are praying for the kingdom of God
警醒祷告在彼得前书第四章第七节里面讲得更清楚
So in chapter 1 verse 4 chapter 4 verse 7 is more clear
那么保罗呢提到两种的祷告
And Paul mentioned two types of prayer
那么第一个呢在哥林多前书第九章第五节
The first one is 1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 5
就是专心祷告
But be devoted to prayer
什么叫专心祷告呢
How about does it mean to be devoted to prayer?
专心祷告我们经常是在祷告的当中有时候我们会被世界的这一些方向引导
But oftentimes when we pray we are led by the directions of the world
哥林多这一个前书第九章
First Corinthians chapter 9
讲到专心祷告之后呢
When we are devoted in prayer
到四章里面他提到的一个很深的一个属灵的一个祷告
So you talk about going deep in the spiritual prayer.
这里面的祷告就讲到三种不同的祷告。
You talk about three types of prayers.
就是虽然同样叫做方言祷告。
Although it's praying in tongues.
我若用方言祷告是我灵的祷告。
So if I pray in tongues, it's my spirit that prays.
但我的悟性 没有果效。
My mind is unfruitful.
这是专心。
But this is to be devoted.
在什么上专心呢？
What are you devoted?
我们经常用我们的意志。
We often use our own will.
啊，我记得我在啊这个年轻的时候，我们就在一个灵恩的教会里面在讲，在一起祷告。
I remember when I was young, I was praying in the spiritual church with a couple other people.
一个人方言祷告，一个人翻方言。
One was praying in tongue, the other one was interpreting the tongue.
那翻完以后呢，另外一个马上又翻。
So after one interpreted, the other one interpreted too.
那么这个翻的是谁呢？讲方言的那个人。
But the one who interpreted was the one who spoke in tongue.
后来就问他为什么是这样呢？
So I asked him why it was like that.
他说他翻的不对。
He said he did not interpret correctly.
我说他为什么他翻的不对呢？
Then I asked why he did not
interpret correctly. 因为我讲的方言不是这样子。
Because what I spoke in tongue was not that.
所以这个人就已经脱离了那个圣灵的一个次序的关系里。
So this person already departed from the order by the Holy Spirit.
那么这个讲方言跟翻方言的一个问题呢，就是呢，我们必须要在方言里面真正的专心。
So the one the key point in praying in tongues and interpreting the tongue is that you need to devote it. 不
是用我的理性去控制这一个我的方向。
It's not use your mind to control the direction.
很多人在讲方言的时候，头脑是在想。
So a lot of people when they're praying in tongues, they're thinking.
那叫悟性有果效。
Then that means that their mind is fruitful.
悟性的意思不是说我讲出来你听得懂话语，叫做悟性祷告的悟性哈。
So it's not what I speak that you understand. That's that kind of understanding.
就是用我的意志去控制我的方言的方向。
I use my determination to control the direction of my prayer.
不过是我祷告出来是我自己创造的语言而已。
It's just what I pray. It's the language I created.
这个就跟圣经里面，若我用方言祷告，是我的灵祷告，但我的悟性是没有果效。
But this is not what the Bible says. That when you pray in tongues, your spirit prays, but your mind is unfruitful.
我讲方言的时候是对神说，不是对人说的。
When I pray in tongues, I speak to God, not to men.
所以没有人能够听得出来。
So no one understands.
那一个人，包括我自己。
That person includes myself.
那么如果是这样子的时候，
If it were so,
我们看到保罗所讲的专心祷告。
So what Paul says is be devoted to prayers.
专心祷告里头，
In the devotion to prayers,
我们看到保罗在十四章里面更强调什么呢？不要禁止说方言。
Paul even emphasized more, do not stop speaking in tongues.
那么很多的人呢，都说我们没有禁止人说方言。
So a lot of people say we do not speak.Stop people from praying in tongues.
但最大的禁止是我自己禁止我自己说方言。
But actually, the worst thing is that you prevent yourself from speaking in tongues.
因为用我的理性去分析什么叫方言。
Because you use your mind to analyze what is tongue.
圣经在这一方面已经讲得够清楚。
So the Bible is very clear.
但是反对的人呢，他总是要找一些理由或是一些方式来告诉说这个不对，那个不对。
So those who are against the tongues would find reason to say this is wrong and that also is wrong.
我们看到这个灵里面跟神的一个祷告。
So when you pray, you're praying in spirit with the Lord.
到犹大书里面更强调我们要在至圣的真道上造就自己，在圣灵里祷告。
So in the book of Jude, you emphasize even more that you need to build yourself up in the holy faith of holy truth and praying the tongues.
圣这个字是在灵里祷告。
He says, "Pray in the spirit always."
因此呢，在这个祷告的当中，方言的一个祷告是很重要的。
So when you're praying, praying in tongues is very important.
方言祷告也当专心。
You also need to be devoted in the.
真正的操练专心方言的祷告。
You need to train yourself to be devoted.
为什么
？Why?
我们用悟性祷告的时候。
Because when we pray with our minds.
哎呀，为教会某某事工祷告的时候。
When you pray for certain aspect of
我们有一个特定的方向
we have a special direction
对，这个特定的方向我们就会知道这个工作需要什么需要什么我们会专心在这个需要上面
so if there's a predetermined need that we pray for we will pray in devoted to prayer in certain things that we need
这样祷告我们比较容易放在一个重点上面容易专心
so it's easier to be devoted that way because we're focused on certain things
方言祷告你讲什么你自己不知道
But when you're praying in tongues what you say you don't know what you
别人也不知道
and no one else also knows
你的方向当然有是神
Of course, your direction is in God.
但神你看不到。
But you cannot see God.
你要用你的灵去感受。
And you use the spirit to sense.
难免那个天间还没对到的时候，中间会有很多的杂念进来。
But before you touch him, there will be a lot of outside thoughts coming in.
这一些呢，都是怎么样？为什么要在这一次操练金钱上的一个原因？
So that's why you need to train yourself to be godly.
因此在讲方言的时候是一个操练。
So when you speak in tongues, it's actually an exercise.
不是操练祷告。
It's not exercising in prayer.
是操练你的金钱。
It's to train yourself in godliness.
操练你那个专心面对主。
And also your devotion to face the Lord.
操练那一个信心的方向。
And also to train yourself in the direction of faith.
那么哥罗西书保罗再一次讲到另一个祷告。
So in the book of Colossians, Paul talked about another prayer.
叫做竭力祷告。
That is to pray in earnest.
这个竭力祷告不是说一个工作还没有完成，我一直努力往这一方面祷告。
So it's not talking about when the work is not done, you keep praying in that direction.
我们看到这一个丹尼里就面对了一个竭力的祷告。
So we saw that Daniel faced this earnest prayer.
我们看到这一个丹尼里呢，就是在第六章里面呢，我们看到他怎么样，他这个要被丢到狮子坑里面。
So in chapter 6, we saw Daniel was about to be thrown into the den of lions.
那么在那个地方呢，我们看到他怎么样呢？竭力的祷告。
We saw that he earnestly prayed.
别人要陷害他，他当然知道。
Of course, he knew when people were trying to harm him.
他怎么可能因为这样的原因呢，失去他跟神的一个关系呢？
How would he have lost his relationship with the Lord because this was happening to him?
他立志的那个关系。
So he was determined to have this relationship.
立志的关系呢，他就不计较别人对他要抓他的把柄也好。
So when he was determined in this relationship, he didn't care about the people tried to find his foothold in him.
日三次跟数常一样。
So he continued to pray three times a day as he has done before.
的竭力。
So this is a earnest
突破他恐惧的那一个捆绑
to break through the bondage of fear
突破他这一个可能有人我们的想法一样
to break through maybe the thinking of man like us
哎呀我就跑到别的地方别人不知道的
So I'll go to other place no one else knows
他既然要面对这个事情的时候呢他就一样在那个地方祷告
So when he knew he had to face this he just went and prayed
不是为一样事情来挪移祷告而是他怎么样他不怕困难的那个竭力的祷告
So it was not a prayer to take away but rather to be able to face the trouble
这个都是在这一到六章里面的但以理给我们看到的
Just what we see from chapter 1 to chapter 6 of the book of Daniel
当我们看到这一个第四章尼布亚尼撒的因为这一个但以理他的这个智慧
So in chapter 4, because of Daniel's wisdom,
就连外邦的王都尊敬神。
So even the Gentile king would fear the Lord.
当我们有这一方面的祷告的时候
So when we have this kind of prayer,
我们看到但以理影响整个巴比伦。
We can see that Daniel affected Babylon.
但以理他整个影响马代波斯。
So he influenced the whole Medes and Persia.
他不是影响一个朝代。
So he did not just influence one kingdom.
他影响到整个第二个朝代马代波斯。
So he even influenced the kingdoms of Medes and Persia.
这个就是我们看到但以理当他愿意跟神有一个美好的关系的时候。
So this is what we see when Daniel had a great relationship between him and the Lord.
因此如果我们在看但以理不是在看那个时代到什么程度到什么程度。
So if we look at the book of Daniel, not looking at where it has come to or where it located,
这个大框架我们可以知道。
This structure we can understand.
更重要的是，但以理他的个人的生命里面，我们怎么样达到那一种学习的榜样
？But what we need to learn is from the life of Daniel how we can achieve that level.
我们才有办法明白这个时代给我们的一个看见是什么。
So we can understand what this generation is trying to show to us.
我们知道到什么时代对我们的生命有什么影响呢
So to what generation we are at or what step, how does it affect our life?
如果我们没有那个生命照样是被蒙蔽的
So if we don't have that kind of life, we are still being deceived or blinded.
我们看到尼布甲尼撒就是一件很重要的事情
So King Nebuchadnezzar was a
important
matter. Having became a king,
他告诉但以理。
He told Daniel.
但以理听了也吓一跳。
He told Daniel about his dream, and
Daniel was. 但以理的梦不归到王的身上。
Was surprised. I hope that the dream was not for him.
意思呢，这一个梦就是归到你的身上。
In other words, he's saying that the dream is for King Nebuchadnezzar.
你应该怎么样多行公义
？So that he should do more righteous things.
谦卑在神的面前。
And humble himself before God.
这样你也许可以躲过这个灾难。
Maybe you can escape this disaster.
诶，告诉他了没有？
Did he tell him?
告诉了。
He did.
尼布甲尼撒也知道但以理讲的话绝对可靠。
So King Nebuchadnezzar also knew that what the general said.
他人的生命就是在某一些的时候总是会怎么样自大起来。
Daniel was trustworthy, but you know, in their own pride, their life would be like this.
因为尼布甲尼撒不仅是一个王。
So King Nebuchadnezzar was not just a king.
他是一个很有艺术的人。
He's a very artful person.
他做很多的设计。
He also set many designs.
按照现在，他是一个很好的这个什么建筑师。
So according to today's standard, he would have been a great architect.
在那个时代，能够建立起空中花园。
So during that time, he was able to build a garden in the sky.
最近这个整个的啊，这个在整个啊上海啊啊，或是中国这个北京。最有名的建筑不是那样奇奇怪怪的东西。
So now the most famous architectures in Beijing and Shanghai are not these stone figures.
最有名的是什么？最有名的就是在大楼的上面里面变成一个花园。
So what's most famous now is the garden that are created above these towering buildings.
那个大楼是很多连大楼连接，然后怎么样可以在上面种很多的花草树木。
So a lot of tall buildings have garden above that you can build trees and plantations.
当然我相信那个高度绝对比这个尼布甲尼撒那个建造的那个空中的高度还要高。
I believe, of course, these buildings are taller than what King Nebuchadnezzar built.
因为我们看到这个动不动都是怎么样，四十几层、五十几层啊。
So well, just even the ordinary ones at least are 40 stories high or more.
当然也不要太高了。
Of course, that's just not to be too high.
太高在上面。冷飕飕的
，so too high would be very cold.
风大嘛，啊
，and the wind very windy.
在整个空中花园里面，我们就看到那个是被评定为最好的设计。
So in the garden, in the sky, it was considered the best design.
那在尼布甲尼撒那一个时代里面，他已经建造起那个空中的花园。
So in King Nebuchadnezzar's generation, he already built something like that.
当他自己在欣赏自己所建造的花园的时候。
So when he was enjoying in his own garden,
他那个骄傲的心理就再起来了。
Then his pride in him rose.
结果呢，就因为这样的一个骄傲的心起
，because of the pride that rose in him,
没有按照但以理所谓的谦卑
，did not go by what Daniel taught him as a humility.
我们看的好像只是讲了那么一段话，神怎么那么挑剔，讲一段话就让他七年在外面跟疯子一样。
So sometimes we look at it just a short verse, yet is God so picky that after this he made him like a wild animal?
那我们就从这段话里面就去追溯当时尼布甲尼撒的那一个时代里面所做的一些工作的时候。
But when we look at the works of the Nebuchadnezzar in his generation,
他不但骄傲，而且把自己当为神。
He not only was very proud, he made himself a god.
他知道这个梦，他是做了也很恐惧。
Even though he had this dream and he was very fearful.
如果我们知道但以理他的整个的讲法，这个世界的潮流是怎么，未来会成为怎么样？
So we understand the word of Daniel and the way things move and how it's going to be in the future.
告诉我们说我们要警醒。
Telling us that we need to be watchful.
就像耶稣基督告诉他的门徒，你们要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑一样。
Just like the Lord Jesus told his disciples to be watchful and pray so that they may not be deceived.
那么我们看到整个啊，如果我们也是明白整个的次序是怎么走的
，So if we understand the orders in which we need to follow，
我们也该知道应该要警醒。
We also need to remember to be watchful。
时代来临的时候呢，我们仍然可能在那个地方滑铁卢，没有办法警醒。
But when the time comes, we may not be able to be watchful. We need slip also。
尼布甲尼撒是一个很重要的一个例子。
King Nebuchadnezzar was a very important example.
他知道这个梦。
He knows that dream.
他也知道自己应该行公义，有谦卑的心。
He also knew that he had to do righteousness and have a heart of humility.
知道归知道。
Even though he knew,
当他看见他自己一手打下了天下的时候，就怎么炫耀他自己。
So when he saw the world he had conquered, he proclaimed himself.
我们看到呢，他开始这一个啊，在第四章里面呢，给我们看到最后呢。当尼布甲尼撒，现在我尼布甲尼撒赞美尊荣。
So in chapter 4 now, Nebuchadnezzar after this he said, I praise and exalt and glorify the king.
恭敬天上的王。
King of heaven.
因为他所做的全都诚实。
Because everything he does is right.
他所行的也都公平。
And all his ways are just.
那行动骄傲的也能降为卑。
And those who walk in pride he is able to humble.
那这个呢我们就看到他外邦的王呢，有这样子的一个啊谦卑。
We can see even a Gentile king is so humble.
我们看到，如果呢，我们知道事情会这样，我们是不是就能够解决呢
？So if we knew it was going to be like this, can we have the problem solved?
我们看到但以理是一个最好的一个，给我们看见跟神的亲近。
We can see in through Daniel the close relationship between him and God.
那么我们就看到这个啊尼布甲尼撒之后呢，他的孩子。
But we see after King Nebuchadnezzar, his son.
那么我们就看到他在那个地方呢，就把整个这个啊圣殿里面的东西拿出来。
That he took the sacred articles from the temple of God.
啊，特别是包扬那一些金造成的这个偶像，在那个地方讲这些神有多伟大。
So he drank from the cup and praised the gods of gold and silver.
哎呀，神如果真那个耶和华真的是神的话，他的。敬拜的器皿怎么会收到我的国库里面来呢
？He said, if the vessels of God truly were so great, how come?
想想还是我们巴比伦这一些真这个神子比较厉害，要不然的话，那一个真神怎么会败在我们身上呢
？So the ropes of the kingdom of Babylon must be greater than God.
用一时暂时性的这个胜利来定英雄论。
So he tried to use a temporary victory to confirm.His greatness, his own greatness.
哎呀，神的手就在那个墙上呢，开始写字了。
Then the hands of the fingers of the Lord
on the wall. 没有一个人能够解释出来。
No one could explain the writing.
哎呀，他妈妈就跟他讲，哎呀，爸爸在的时候有一个人呐。
So mom said to him that there was a person when your father was still alive.
表示呢，这一个怎么样，已经被他的这个王怎么样忽略掉了。
So that means that the king already neglected this person.
那么这一个呢，他就把但以理找来。
So he found that Daniel.
他说：“你如果能够讲说，我给你紫袍，我让你在国中第三位。
”So if you can explain this, I'll give you the third highest ruler position in the land.
但以理就奖赏归给你自己吧。
But Daniel said, "You keep the gifts yourself."
啊，那这个呢，我还是要跟王讲解这个话。
Nevertheless, I'll explain this.
啊，讲的是说你父亲的一些事情你都知道。
He said to him, "You remember what happened to your father."
但你仍然没有警醒。
But you still not watchful.
你父亲被天上的神变成七年在这个旷野，你都看见。
You all saw your father as a wild animal in the wilderness.
非常的知道，你怎么还炫耀这一些东西呢
？So if you knew, how come you still glorify all these objects?
而且你的父亲已经把说耶和华是全王全神当中里面最大的一位。
So your father also has exalted a king of heaven as the highest.
这些指令你也知道。
So all these commands you already knew.
你怎么还污蔑呢
？So how come you still slander?
意思就是说你的行为在天平上被称出来，你的比重，你的这个已经怎么样失去你对神的虔诚。
So you have been weighed and found lacking in your reverence to Lord.
在这个公平的当中，称出你的亏欠来。
So in the righteousness, you were weighed and found lacking.
这个真的是给我们有很大的警醒。
So it really wake us up.
也许神他今天不会为我们写什么字出来。
Maybe God will not write on the wall for us.
但是这句话仍然是我们心中很重要的天平。
But this is a very important scale in our heart.
什么时候人已经称出来
？So when God has already weighed
我们的亏欠
，what we owe.
那么呢，这个时候呢
，in this time,
纵然我们有生命悔改过来
even though we have life that's repentant.
意思是什么呢？人任凭。
That what it means that God forsakes.
当晚，他的国就被马代波斯取代。
That night, his kingdom was stripped away.
而且丹尼利也跟他讲。
And also Daniel told him.
你国到今日为止。
That your kingdom ends here.
我们就可以看到这一个丹尼利很勇敢的在那个地方面对。
We saw that Daniel was very courageous and faced this.
这是第五章里面给我们看到。
This is what we see in chapter 5.
到了第六章，我们才知道真正的在那一个他面对的这个狮子口的时候。
So in chapter 6, when we saw him face the mouth of the lion,
我们看到他仍然没有惧怕。
He really had no fear.
这个狮子的口中。
So in the mouth of the lion,
给我们看到但以理他不会被狮子咬死。
That we saw that Daniel did not suffer any harm.
但是在罗马竞技场的时候
But in the Romans,
很多的基督徒被丢到这个竞技场里面、啊、把那个兽皮 把人包在兽皮里头丢给狮子的时候当球玩
But a lot of Christians、were thrown into the amphitheater as a meatball for the lions
那个兽皮是什么是血淋淋的兽皮
So that was the animalsSkin.
那我们看到狮子闻到这个血腥的味道。
So when the lion smelled the skin on the man that was thrown into the amphitheater,
你们不是说丹尼你不怕这个被狮子咬吗
？Did he say that Daniel was not afraid of being bitten by lions?
一样在那边嘲笑。
So these people ridicule him.
把一些基督徒丢到竞技场里面去。
So they threw the Christians into the amphitheater.
当然，一个一个的被狮子咬死。
Of course, one on one were killed by the lions.
啊，你们那么相信神能够救但以理，为什么没有救你们呢
？They ask if you believe in the God that Daniel believed who could save, how come God did not come to save you?
这两段的一个章文经常会被拿出来做一些质疑。
So all these two verses will be used to criticize.
但我们却能够很深的明白
，if we can truly understand,
神他的做事有他的意义在。
Whatever he does, he has a purpose.
对，当我们看到很多的这一个犹太人
，so we see a lot of Jews.
他们也很高兴这一些基督徒被咬死。
They were also joyful over the death of the.
因为犹太人认为基督徒呢是怎么样，是一个要把他们犹太教完全打垮的。
Because they look at Christians as someone to destroy their religion.
他们信奉的是我们犹太人钉死的耶稣。
So what they look What they believe in is the Christ that was crucified.
是要把他们犹太教的根本都挖掘掉的。
But it's to destroy their religion.
所以当这个犹太人的一个历史学家呢，约瑟芬呢，他就很注意去看这些事情。
So a Jewish historian really looked at these things.
他就去看这些被咬死的人。
He looked at those people who died.
啊，当然被咬死的人的。看到他的时候呢，奇怪，这些人怎么脸上的脸表情都不是惊恐的。
So when you study these men who died in the amphitheater bitten by lions,
有的时候是正是在微笑。
Their faces were not of fear, but even smiles.
莫非他们在这个死亡之前，他们看见了什么
？Unless they saw something before their death.
但是他们是被包在兽皮里头的。
But they were covered by animals' skins.
所以他把这一段的历史。因为历史学家他不会去考虑到宗教的问题，他是一无意识的把它记载下。
So as a historian, he did not consider historical background. He just recorded these.
当然，这也遭受到有一些文士跟法利赛人的非议。
Of course, these were also criticized by Pharisees and scribes.
但知道他不是基督徒，他只是个历史学家，也就怎么样作罢。
So just because he was a historian, not a Christian, they just let him go.
对他太多的追讨。
They did not go after him too much.
他是当时很有名的历史学家
Because he was a famous historian
他就把这一段的话揭露下来
So he recorded this word
他说我们甚至怀疑
So we even doubt
他们已经看见那一个他们所称为耶稣基督的正在迎接他们
They saw the Jesus Christ that they called the person that waiting for them
所以他们被狮子在咬死的他们不是惊恐的脸而是怎么样是一个喜悦的脸孔
So when they were killed by the lion, they had a face of joy, not of fear.
我们今天要的是神用大能堵住狮子的口。
what we need today is the power of God to stop the mouth of the lions.
好让我们能够见证，你看看我们有但以理的心智，或是神的手真是伟大。
So we can witness Daniel's determination of God's mighty hands.
神留下但以理当然有他的一个用意在。
So God left Daniel behind for his own purpose.
神做事直到如今都是正确的，没有偏差的。
What God does is righteous.
那么那些被这一个被咬死的呢？
And those people who were killed.
也许他们如果没有被咬死，他们留下还是一样遭逼迫。
So if they did not remain alive, they would still be persecuted.
为什么呢？因为神迹一过去，一下子人就忘记了。
Because after the miracle was done, people forget.
神迹在人的身上，一下子人就忘记了。
So after miracles on a person, they forget already.
你看以色列人出埃及，神迹有多少？
Look at how many miracles the Israelites received when they left Egypt.
我们看到从埃及啊，经出来以后，到这一个加底斯的时候，还没去找探子的时候哈、啊，不到两年的时间，你知道不知道？
We saw that after they came out of Egypt to Kadesh, it's not even less than 3 years.
严格讲，一年多一点点而已。
It's only strictly speaking, slightly over a year.
算法可能不太一样的，不管如此，他们在那一段时间一年多那么多的神迹奇事。
So even though the counting way of days may be different, but they have received so many miracles.
难怪神怎么讲。
No wonder what God said.
神说他们怎么样？他们这个试我探我。
So they test me and try me.
他们怎么样？所以在那个地方呢，就是在观看我的作为而已。
So they watched my deeds.
但是生命里面却没有改变。
But their life did not change.
我们从这一个出埃及记里面看到，神迹给人只不过是短暂的东西。
We see from Exodus the miracles are only temporary.
那么我们看到神让这一些人在竞技场被吃掉，好像神很不义，他们那么忠心为主。
So when we look at those people who were killed in the amphitheater as if they were, even though they were very faithful.
最主要的是我们是不是心里没有惧怕。
The most important thing is whether we have no fear in our hearts.
不是堵住那个狮子的口。
It's not to stop the mouth of the lion.
是堵住那魔鬼有如吼叫的狮子那一个口。
It's to stop the roaring lion of the devil.
神堵住的那个口比较重要。
It's more important God that stopped that mouth.
耶稣基督做一个很好的解释。
Jesus gave a very good explanation.
那能伤你身体不能伤你灵魂的，你不要惧怕。
Do not fear those who can destroy body but not your soul.
也唯独那能够把你的生命里面的那个灵魂哈、啊，完全放在地狱里面，那才可怕。
So, but to fear the one who can destroy your soul in the hell.
使你的生命没有办法真正的改变，而慢慢慢慢成为这一个。啊，这一个啊，任凭被神任凭的人，那才可怕。
So what is scary is someone who will not be able to change, but someone forsaken by God.
所以我们盼望我们从整个啊但以理书里面，我们就看到，原来神要我们看的不是时局到了什么时候。
So what we see in Book of Daniel is not where the end's going to be.
这也许我们是需要知道。
Maybe we need to know.
更重要的是什么
？What more important is
我们的生命里面。学习到但以理的那一种虔诚敬畏的心，我们到了什么程度
？Whether we have achieved in our life compared to Daniel's of reverence and godliness，
这应该是我们每一次在看但以理书籍的时候呢，向神祷告、向神回应的那一段话。
So this is what we need to require to God every time we look at the book of Daniel in our prayers，
而不是让神告诉你说我们现在的经济怎么样，我们现在的问题怎么样。
So it's not just for God to tell you where our economy is, and what
而是应该是我的问题，我的灵命的问题应该怎么样
？But rather what your spiritual problem is.
愿神将他的话放在我们的心里。
May the Lord put His word in our hearts.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we give you thanks.
透过但以理
，through the book of Daniel,
他的生命
，his life,
他的样式
，and his example.
主啊，让我们学习
，that we may learn.
有但以理这样的一个敬虔的心。
That we have a heart of godliness,
敬畏的心
Daniel, and of reverence,
竭力祷告的心
and a heart to earnestly
pray.
主啊，你
帮助我们
Lord, may you help us.
改变我们的心智
Change our hearts.
奉耶稣的名来祷告
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.